today, November 21st, 2005, on the official Inside Disney podcast. Straight from the pages of the Disney Insider, your source for all things Disney. Peek through the wardrobe into Narnia. The Insider gets an advanced look at the filming of The Lion, The Witch, and The Wardrobe. Who wants to know about a movie that's still almost half a year away from the silver screen? Well, in the case of The Lion, The Witch, and The Wardrobe, not scheduled for release until December 2005, the answer seems to be just about everyone. Normally, few would care about a movie that isn't expected until next holiday season. We're still reeling from all the eating and shopping and frantic hurry of the last holiday season. But The Lion, The Witch, and The Wardrobe is looking to be no ordinary movie, and internet fan sites are buzzing, both movie portals and sites devoted to fans of the books. Based on the first book in what might be the most beloved series in all of children's literature, The Lion, the Witch, and the Wardrobe is shaping up to be a spectacular film experience in every sense of the word. Filming on location halfway around the world in New Zealand, with a roster of fantastic creatures to be created to populate the world of Narnia, and concept art so lovely that it's staggering to look at, The Lion, the Witch, and the Wardrobe is already whipping up a storm of interest. Devoted Narnia fans are flocking to the film's official website. It's a cornucopia of information about the film and C.S. Lewis's immortal books that inspired it. There's a timeline of Narnia history, synopsis of the seven novels, even a trivia quiz. It's also the spot where visitors can sign up to receive a Narnia newsletter with regular updates to tide them over until the movie is ready for release. The Lion, the Witch, and the Wardrobe finds four British children stumbling upon a magic world, Narnia, during a game of indoor hide-and-seek. They learn that Narnia is in the grip of never-ending winter and are enlisted to help free the land from the tyranny of the evil White Witch. The children will be played by British newcomers, but Narnia will be populated with noted actors as well. The White Witch will be played with panache by Tilda Swinton, and it was announced that the magical lion Aslan will have the voice of Brian Cox. You might have seen him in X2 or The Bourne Supremacy. At the helm is Andrew Adamson, the director of the two Shrek movies. There are seven books in all in the Chronicles of Narnia, so we suspect this won't be the last film to visit the enchanted land beyond the wardrobe. But we'll have to wait and see. As production continues, The Insider will bring you occasional updates and behind-the-scenes skinny on the progress. This is one movie that we can hardly wait for. For more information on the Chronicles of Narnia and all things Disney, visit us at Disney.com. We hope you've enjoyed this edition of the Inside Disney Podcast. Get more Disney scoop, plus photos and trivia, in the Disney Insider newsletter. Just visit Disney.com to subscribe.